And welcome to A Cup of English. The title of your podcast today is How Do They Do That? My name is Anna, I'm English. I live in the northwest of the United States. And Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday, I bring you some English that will wake up your language learning skills. How do they do that? Have you ever come across anything that someone has done that has made you wonder how on earth they had managed to do it? I've often wondered about how on earth window washers manage to clean the windows of high-rise buildings, or how traffic controllers in airports manage to organize flights into and out of the airports so that all of the planes land and take off safely. There are jobs out there that we sometimes don't even realize exist, and the tasks involved in that job are either difficult or unusual. I haven't really got a stomach for heights, so I am always impressed when I see a job that has been done way up high somewhere where most people would choose not to go. The other day, when we were walking around Leavenworth, my husband suddenly said, "Geez, look at that. How did they do that?" He pointed to Christmas lights that had been wound around branches in the central High Street area. The trees were literally covered all the way up to the top of the branches. Now, this might not sound like much, but you have to remember that Leavenworth is a huge tourist attraction, especially around Christmas time. There is a special lighting festival that is repeated a few times. The Bavarian-style buildings are beautifully decorated with lights, and the trees, which measure at least 50 feet, are also covered. I'm talking about every branch from the bottom to the top. So how do they do that? And who are they? They must be people who don't mind climbing up extremely tall ladders, up to the treetops, or perhaps hanging from a crane. Do they do this every year? Or are the lights kept up all year long? I wonder how much they get paid. I would certainly not be a good candidate for that kind of job. I can just see me the first day of work, halfway up, clinging hold of the ladder for dear life, crying for mama. I wouldn't be a useful employee. The trees would be beautifully decorated for the first 6 feet, but that would be it. I wouldn't go any further. Grammar notes. Common expressions. How on earth did you... How on earth did you manage to lose your wallet twice in the same day? How on earth did you manage to lose your wallet twice in the same day? Or, how on earth did they manage to stay alive at sea for a month with no supplies? How on earth did they manage to stay alive at sea for a month with no supplies? Clinging hold of for dear life. They found the man clinging hold of the cliff edge for dear life. They found the man clinging hold of the cliff edge for dear life. Or, she was nervous about losing her passport and clung hold of it for dear life. She was nervous about losing her passport and clung hold of it for dear life. To have a stomach for. I don't have a stomach for roller coasters. They don't suit me at all. I don't have a stomach for roller coasters. They don't suit me at all. Or, I can't stomach musicals. They make me nervous and irritated. I can't stomach musicals. They make me nervous and irritated. That's the end of today's podcast. Thanks again for listening. Remember, feel free to email me at acupofenglish@live.com. That's live.com. And I promise to email you back. There's always the app in iTunes if you're interested. And if not, you can always get the text and grammar notes downloaded free from acupofenglish.libsyn.com. Until next time, take care. Bye-bye.